Welcome to Gluck Radio. I am Dr. Errol Gluck, executive life coach and master problem solver. There are many, many things that people worry about, mostly finances, their job, some friendships, but there is nothing that people care about more than their relationships. The eternal obsession is, will I meet a person that I could be compatible with for my whole life? Some people have given up on the idea. Some people don't even believe that it exists, but it does exist. Today, we're going to be talking with Rory Sassoon and Suzanne Pepperdine of Platinum Pois. They are noted to be the singular most elite couple power matching service in New York City. Both Rory and Suzanne come from extremely healthy marriages and from a great place. It is not the swimming instructor that can't swim. They're going to go through what dating looks like. The most important decision in the world is who you spend your world with. Let's just get right to it. Let's start talking to Rory and Suzanne. Welcome to the show. So thank you for coming on to the podcast. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thanks
for being
here.
Looking forward to it. So we're not going to talk about the first date. We're talking about the second date. Based on your clientele, what are three? Give me three things that men are looking for.
Men are looking for, I would tell you, number one, for a woman to be light. They want to have a good time. They don't like when a woman takes, you know, herself too seriously. They want to just have a great time, chill out. It's been a long day at work. They just want to have fun.
And a lot of times what happens on the first date are women, particularly power women, have a tendency to interview the man. And coming off from a long day of work, nobody wants to be interviewed. Nobody wants to be grilled. They just want to relax and try to get to know each other rather than be.
You are right. So right on target. That's so much why people could go out for a long time and they get together great and they get married and all of a sudden it all falls apart. Because the grilling of the questions, where are you, what did you do, make sure you come home, that's not sexy.
Mm-mm.
Okay, and then it becomes too much of a brother and sister and a task-oriented type of relationship.
Your roommate, yeah.
Your roommate.
Or mother and child.
Right,
yeah.
Right. You know, it's like the man doesn't want to feel like he's with his mother,
mm-hmm.
you know, because normally they don't want to fuck their mothers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Normally.
All right, so is your, by the way, your clientele, do you find that they are classier or they're different than the other men out there? Like, are you weeding your men out? And if you're weeding your men out, what are you guys looking for?
We are absolutely weeding our men out. First of all, every single person is completely vetted. Their background checked, their personality profiled. We really deal with the creme de la creme of New York City and the tri-state area. We pride ourselves on not wasting time. That is the whole concept behind Platinum Pois. It's like using a personal shopper. You don't have time to shop for that amazing dress or that great suit. You have somebody kind of do it for you. And that's what we do. All of our clients don't have the time, and some just don't have the skill set to find the right person.
And it's one of the most important decisions you make in your life partner. So a little, you know, professional expert help really makes all the difference, because a lot of people make bad decisions and repeat the same mistakes. So going for that expert help to help speed it up successfully is the right thing.
Yeah, it's amazing. People go out of their way. I did. Took me 6 months to find the right breeder for my dog. You know, so I got.
I think people put more work into
they
that.
Put,
they do.
They put more work into picking a ripe freaking banana,
yes,
than they do in picking a partner.
Agreed.
Okay. So they're not using their head at all. They're just using.
Well, the wrong head.
The wrong one. Okay. You know. So do you prep the men as to what their behavior should be?
I could tell you that we definitely give advice, although at this point, sometimes people really, they do know what they're doing. But like anything else, we let them go on the first date. We hear the feedback on both ends. And I would tell you that most of the time we've been pretty good with picking our clients and having a good success rate, and meaning the fact that these people already are, you know, educated, they're a little bit older, they've made the mistake before. So at this point,
they know how to present themselves and how to interact socially properly. And if there are little things that need to be tweaked, we're here to help. You know, if there's some odd little miscommunication because we're an overly text cellular world, and that's a problem. So when there are little miscommunications and bumps that come up like that, we're here to sort of smooth it out and get everyone back on the same page to get them back for that second date.
I'm going to backtrack, because in order to get a second date, you have to get a first one.
Right.
So what should happen? What kind of dialogue should happen before there's a first date? How does a first date happen? Now, I know personally, and maybe it's because it's just not my thing, but I like to hear a person's voice, because mm-hmm. I know if I don't like their voice, I'm not going to like them.
Deal breaker.
Okay, so do you suggest that people talk first?
I think that's
and not
ideal.
Text first.
Yeah, I think that's ideal.
Always.
I mean, maybe a text just to swap information, swap numbers, find out a good time to talk. But it's really vital. And that's why, you know, with my husband, he didn't text me after the first time I met him. He called me. And that really made an impact. That was like, wow, you actually, like, so many people don't pick up a phone and talk and you don't hear their voice. It's just this texting crazy world.
And correct. And everything that you say when you're verbally talking, you could feel the meaning in the words.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, good morning.
Well, it's also a tone.
Could be,
a tone is everything.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct. You know, it's the Chinese not only have 2 million words, but they have 3 or 5 tones in which to use those words. We don't have that.
You know, you could say, I love you to somebody. You could text it and you not know how the tone of what they're, of how they're saying it, their emotion. But when you speak it, you will get it.
That's right.
Correct. Correct. Because it could be, you know, I really love you, or yeah, I love you, right? Whatever.
Exactly.
Give me one of those. What is the perfect venue for the first date? Where should it take place? What should people wear?
As far as where to take place really depends on the kind of person. I would always say that you really should pick a venue where you can talk to somebody. It should be a little bit on the quieter side.
Yeah.
Not like a loud, noisy bar where you're screaming at each other.
And then also not like overly romantic, where there's some kind of unnecessary pressure to feel, you know, too engaged. Just something easy, but not too casual and not too intense, and certainly not too loud, because communication is what you're there for.
Right.
See if there's that chemistry.
And as far as clothing, for a man, I always think that he should be, you know, casually, you know, casual elegance is always a great way to go. Nice sports jacket and a pair of jeans always looks great. And for a woman, I would say always to, you know, be classy, sexy. Could never go wrong.
And some cologne and perfume, but not too much.
Agreed.
Cologne and perfume, but not too much. There you go. Okay. And that's really important, because this way, if the person is really not single, everyone else will know there's a different perfume on them.
Okay. Well, smell, I think, is so important. Like, you know, if you can't handle someone's smell, you can't handle them.
It's very true.
Isn't
it's,
it true?
It's all part of that attraction
game. It's all
game.
About
it's the chemistry.
Yeah. It's, you know, when we say chemistry, it's really chemistry.
Yeah.
You know? Give me some examples from your experience and what you have set up where the first date was great. You got feedback from your clientele.
We've had a number of really successful first dates, thankfully, where, you know, they not only match up on paper as we do at Platinum Paw, and everything makes sense, as Rory always says, and every box is checked, but then, you know, you get that lucky opportunity where their chemistry just is off the charts. And it's just, we get these beautiful messages. Oh my God, thank you. That was great. We had so much fun from both sides. And
it's absolute magic when
that
happens.
It just, it brings tears to your eyes. It's just, it makes everything just come together and make it worth it.
There's,
it's great.
There's absolutely no better feeling
no,
than that.
It's
no
really
better
cool.
feeling.
It's
and
really great.
If I could interrupt a little bit right now.
Interrupt, no one was talking.
I must go off a little bit on a little.
Corey was really, you're probably talking in your head and you're interrupting yourself. Just apologize.
Absolutely not.
Right, she won't apologize to herself.
So there's actually a couple that we had set up, and I had walked into one of the, you know, the store that the woman was working at, and we were talking, and she had. You know, my husband and I were shopping on a Sunday, and we ran into her, and she had came over to me, and she took me like by my hands, and this is a client, like I said, that we had set up successfully. She's dating, and she's going to be getting engaged soon, and she said to me, "Rory, thank you so much for my life. Thank you so much for my life." To me, that day, that week, I have never felt better to be able to help someone, and for them to feel so grateful that this is their future. Yeah.
I mean, the truth is, honestly, if your personal relationship isn't amazing, your life isn't amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because that's a huge bulk of it.
It really
you
is.
Know, and what you guys are doing is you're actually adding to true happiness because you're building relationships that from the start, there's communication, there's some romance, and there's some vetting. Make mm-hmm. sure that the people are right.
Mm-hmm.
When a first date goes wrong, and when I say goes wrong, I mean that there's not chemistry, how should each person act? Should you tell the person, you know what, I really had a great time, but you know, I'm not open to a second date? Or should you wait? What advice do you give?
Depending on really what we're talking about. We're talking about the male's point of view?
But do men and women.
So from a male point of view, and Suzanne, I'll let you handle the female. Mm-hmm. From the male point of view, I would say if you're really not interested, then, you know, it's okay to just be like, thank you so much. I had a great time. I mean, a woman would feel the vibe. You know, if you're sitting there so complimentary all over her, she feels like, oh, my God, this guy's really into me. And then all of a sudden never hear from him again. That's not cool. If you if you really decided this is not for you and you let her on a little bit, it's really polite. And I think for yourself as a human being to be able to, whether it's a phone call or a text, if that's too uncomfortable for you, to say, you know what, I had a great time. I really wish you all the best. And I don't think maybe we're the right fit. If that's what took place that night. If the guy was just not into her, was just a gentleman, said good night, and it was over, then there's nothing else to say.
Okay. I would also add, and I'm sure this is true, you never make that judgment in 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
If you commit
you spend
to a
time.
First date,
right.
Have the first date. Yeah. You're there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, and never, ever, ever be rude.
Yeah.
Okay? Because at the end of the day, people have feelings.
And also, it's your reputation.
Right.
Why would you want to be known to be that
the
guy?
Feelings.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're taking the woman's point of view. Go ahead, Suzanne.
So the woman's point of view, what I've seemed to find is that they seem to be a lot more quicker in their decision on chemistry. They seem more in touch with that. Men seem to be more open to giving it a second date and follow through. It wasn't fantastic, but it wasn't horrible. I'm willing to try it again. Women, if they don't feel that spark, that chemistry, even if everything lines up and they had an enjoyable time, unless they're feeling that absolute chemistry, they're not willing to give it a second try. And that sometimes is a shame because you can't, you know, in 1, 2, 3 hours figure out if this is the exact right person. Chemistry is totally important. But also it builds, and there's a lot of companionship and relationship stuff that works into it to grow it. But I think that you know, there's a lot that factors into it that women, you have to give it enough chance. You have to just be open to it and really explore it. Unless you just, you know, obviously really there is no chemistry. And
there's the possibility on the second date something does begin to emerge.
Yeah, it takes time. You can't meet somebody once and, you know, it's almost love at first sight. And, you know, that's not always feasible. That's not a practical thing to say.
No.
So things develop and you have to give it a fair shot.
Right, unless it's hate at first smell.
Right, and that happens. That happens.
Who pays? What's the financial arrangement?
Come on.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's a question. That's a question.
Well, anybody part of this service, if the gentleman does not pay, he is not part of this service.
Right. Now, should the woman just graciously thank, or should she offer, even though the man says, I'm taking this?
Not offer.
See, I'm from the offer school.
Okay. I am from the offer school because this way the man gets to be the man and say, listen, when I go out with you, it's on. It's me.
No, he doesn't need to say that. That's good. Ridiculous.
Look, there's a catfight coming on. Yeah, just keep on going at it.
You want to be the man? You better pay. This is the way it goes.
I think the man, absolutely. I think that's. I totally agree the man should pay, but I also think it sort of shows a respect and an appreciation, a gratitude when the woman will say, if not pay, split it. I'll pay the tip, you know, just something. And not expecting whatsoever. And the man, of course, would have that opportunity to say, no. Had such an enjoyable time.
See,
and
this
then
is
run
why
that.
You have a great service, because you both have some
opinions.
Different appearance, and you're able to hear each other and still have fun. Because if everyone agrees, then you know what? It's not a service.
Right. Yeah. Well, we can agree to disagree.
Of course.
I still love you anyway.
Likewise.
Right. And she's implying, but I'm right.
I'd expect nothing less.
Exactly.
Second date. Okay. After the first date.
Who pays again?
No. We're going. Okay, I personally believe after the first date, if it went well, I'm the guy, I would immediately call and say, you know what, I had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
What do you suggest happens after a first date? How often, when should contact be made? Who should it be made from? And should it be the same way over the phone?
So I definitely believe it should be the man that should pursue. Okay, as far as, you know, if he wants to see her again, I think that he should contact her. And I don't think it should be a month later. I think if you're interested, it should be within the week.
Or sooner. I mean, yeah. Like Rory with your husband.
Oh, my husband is my husband. He is a rarity.
What did he do?
He asked me out because he had such a fantastic time on the first date. He asked me out at the end of the first date for the second date.
You know what? I mean, I'm actually the same way.
Yeah.
I actually did the same thing.
Yeah.
Because if you know you want something,
yeah.
Okay, do you go back 2 weeks later to the store and buy it, or do you say, I'm going to buy it right now?
That's right.
Honey, right now.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's a good, confident.
And I love
you
that.
You know what you're going
right.
after.
Like,
and
to me,
makes everyone feel good.
Right. Like, don't you feel like you love when a man, there's nothing sexier to me than confidence.
Yeah.
Not arrogance, confidence.
Confidence. Big distinction.
And like, the man knows what he wants.
Yep.
This is what he wants. He wants to see me again.
And it makes the woman feel good, and the man knows what he wants, and he's going
and
after
no
it.
And there's no bullshit either.
Okay.
There's
no games.
There's
no room for games then, and that's a beautiful thing.
Okay, so here's a pet peeve that I would have, and tell me how it works, you know, with you guys and the way you approach your clientele. When I tell someone I'm going to call or contact at a certain time, I am exactly on time.
Yeah.
Okay.
You are rarity.
That's a problem.
But to me, that is respect of
it
time.
It is. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
It is respect. And it's respect for the person.
That's
and it
right.
shows the character that you have, the characteristics that you have that you appreciate. And it's something that you would want, you know,
Well,
you guys
really
are platinum poor. Aren't you supposed to be the rarity?
We are.
Okay.
We are.
So,
but we stay on their back and make sure this happens because yes, people get caught up in their busy lives and their schedules and their traveling. And yes, I get it's hard, but my goodness, communication is easy these days. A simple text to be in touch, a simple follow up, just touch
email,
base if you've already had a first date. Yeah. Just a little something to say. I'm thinking about you to keep the fire going, to keep it. I mean, people are so lackadaisical with their contact, and they put it off, and then the other party is going to become disinterested. They're put off. They don't want me. So I'm turned off.
Exactly.
Right. And so in other venues of dating, we're still going back to the first date. People will very often say, let's meet for drinks, mm-hmm. as opposed to let's have dinner together. I would think that just having drinks gives too much of an opportunity for that date to last a very short time.
Absolutely. Correct.
So rather than going for drinks, I would probably suggest you make the commitment to go for dinner.
And that's what it is. It's commitment.
So you guys, is that what you guys do?
Always. Because it's that same thing. What are you going to determine in 20 minutes and a drink at a noisy bar? You're not going to have any idea what this person really is like. And then you make false conclusions.
Okay, guys, should their phones be on or off?
Off.
My goodness, did you rehearse this? Did you, is this rehearsed?
We spend all day together.
Each you read each other's minds. Okay, the phone is off. Oh, good. Now the phone is turned on. I agree. With the exception, of course, I mean, there's always an exception to the rule. You know, if the guy is a doctor who's on call, his phone is on.
That's a different story.
But but if that's the case, he should preempt it and let the woman know, I am only having my phone on because I'm on call.
Right. Absolutely.
And if I get called, let's say if it's a law enforcement person, you know, I'm on call, whatever the case might be.
Yep. And only if it's something very important like that, something of like an executive thing like that. Not like, oh, I'm expecting my cousin to call, so forgive me for having – no.
I've also heard like a lot of men have said to me, oh, her kids keep on calling. You know, it's like I'm having a conversation, but I'm being interrupted every few minutes. You have to tell your kids, you know what, right now you're going to have to deal with it unless it's a major emergency.
Yeah, I mean, we all deserve an hour, you know? It's okay.
Exactly. We all deserve an hour, absolutely. So what differs from the second date? And does the dress different? Does the place we go different? And how long would you suggest it take place between the first date and the second date?
I would say that I would no more than 2 weeks mm-hmm. would I leave for the second date, keep the person interested. Mm-hmm. As far as dress is concerned, depending on really the venue, if, you know, the man chooses, if they're splitting it or whatever's going on there, I mean, come on.
I thought you were the one that the man always pays.
I am, but I'm telling you, you want to talk about splitting? Okay. I'm not into that bullshit, okay? So let's talk about not splitting. The man should pick the place since he's the one paying. Okay.
So the man should pick the place.
Yes, yeah, okay? Absolutely.
I agree with that.
Don't I actually think women really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Okay, because
it's really true.
As in most relationships, as they go on, the woman is doing all the work.
Yeah, and making all the decisions. And you know what? It's nice too when it's something that's entertainment and relaxing and just bonding and spending time together. It's nice to come home, have a man, have a plan, ready for take you to dinner. You don't have to think about it. You don't have to make decisions. It's easy. It's done. And that's when you feel taken care of.
So if it's not the second date dinner, what would be an alternative to dinner that shows both class and the fact that I really want to get to know you better? What could they do outside of dinner? We're in New York City.
Well, I think like a really nice second date is sort of a daytime or afternoon thing, because then it's more in the
natural,
daylight. You're
seeing
people
actually
and
see the person in light.
So
yes.
Like those first stresses are over. That you know the insecurities. Now you know you've got a little more bond together and. Go during the day, go to a brunch, go to a museum, walk around galleries, do something that's where there's communication and you learn each other's interests and go a little bit deeper. And it's just a different dialogue than just sitting at a table and do something interactive. And during the day, I think, is a really nice way to do that.
Okay. Rory, what do you think about taking someone to a museum?
No, I mean, I love that idea. I also would say that I think it's nice to go dancing with someone. Think that when you're dancing and you're close and you're touching each other, you could feel, is there chemistry or there's not chemistry? I really want to kiss this guy. I really want to get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
So, by the way, first date, is there a goodnight kiss?
Yes, but it doesn't need to be a French kiss. It could just be a kiss.
No tongue.
No tongue.
No tongue.
No tongue on the first.
No tongue on the first date.
No.
Okay.
No
tongue. Yeah. Okay. What happens if it naturally happens?
Then it naturally happens.
If there's like a shitload of chemistry, then
you know what? I actually agree, because when something lasts, you have to build a foundation.
Yeah.
You go too quick, you build the building too quick, it goes down.
And that's all the exciting part of it. That's the butterflies
in
the stomach.
Want the romance.
That's the building. That's,
you know,
that's exactly.
That's
making
the honeymoon.
It exciting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Meaning, only
that's the best part.
That's the best part.
I agree with you guys completely. Only a child, when he gets a present, unwraps it, he just rips it apart. But an adult takes a look and sees that it's beautifully wrapped and it was wrapped. You know, there's a bow, and they just gently kind of take it apart. So I think it's a sign of maturity to kind of go nice and slow.
Absolutely.
As opposed to just being a teenager.
Yeah, enjoy every moment. These are some of the best moments when you're exploring and discovering each other.
What are we not talking about? What would you suggest people do not talk about?
Past relationships.
Their exes. The X factor.
X factor.
Big, big, big no-no.
Yeah.
I not only agree that they should not talk about their exes, but I'm going to throw this out and want to know what you think. I don't think they should over-talk about what they do as much as who they are. I also think that they should not go into any past history, okay, about problems.
Mm-hmm. Only positive. It should be a positive
right.
conversation.
It should be a positive conversation.
Light.
It's not the time to tell the person about, you know, you have warts on your toes.
Yeah,
not the time.
Absolutely.
They'll find out eventually.
They'll find out eventually, okay?
It keeps some mystery going on.
Exactly.
Exactly. Now, if there is no foot, you should let the person know.
That's something that should be on the table right
yeah,
away.
Yeah, I think so. That's why Planet Pot does. We
make sure all limbs are
okay,
intact.
So what should be then on the table, and what would you add to what I said should not be on the table, such as going into the past as opposed to the present and the future?
I think everything that's pertinent. I mean, be honest about your past as far as how it affects your present, but not going too far into the past and being hung up on it. But if there is something from your past that is going to, you know, be a part of your present and future, then that should be on the table.
Well, I want to interrupt a second.
Yeah.
I think also it's great to talk about sometimes something that you've gone through in your past that might not have been a positive experience, but how you learned from that experience and how you became a better person and you became smarter from it. I think that's something that's interesting to talk about.
Is that a first or second date talk?
I think that you could talk. It depends on how the conversation flows and how comfortable you feel with that person.
Yeah, case by case.
Case by case.
Okay. Okay, I would probably say anything heavy or heavier.
Second date. Second date. I agree.
First date, all really positive stuff. Stuff that is see what you have in common.
Well, we had that happen recently. We had a date where, great guy and girl went out. Could have been fantastic, but he dumped all of his garbage on her on the first date. And
they were
whispering.
They have secrets. You can have secrets. And
she was completely turned off. Everything else would have worked, but
he dumped all of his
baggage.
Do I really want to know every single problem that your family has?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, my mom cheated on my father, and I, no, she doesn't need to hear this now. It's not pertinent to their first date.
That's a David Downer.
Yeah.
Okay.
David Downer.
How is Platinum Pois difference? Why are you the creme de la creme? You know, tell me why. Now, one of the things that I noticed in other dating services is that the person never looks like their picture.
Mm.
You know?
That's all online.
So tell
garbage.
Me what you guys do differently.
Well, it's very one-on-one. It's very personal. Like, it's very confidential. It's very discreet. It's, you know, the vetting, the profiling, the background checks. Everybody's handled really with a personal
touch,
and we know everything about them. We gather so much feedback to really refine to make that right match, and
we also learn more and more about each client as they're dating,
and I think they learn more about themselves as well.
They
can find out more of what they really want, what works, and
what they don't want.
It's a process.
Do the men and women always look like their picture?
I would tell you yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I'd say so. For our clientele that come to us, yes.
Okay, because I completely agree. You shouldn't use a 15-year-old picture.
Mm. That's not going to happen.
You know, no. It should always be a present dated
picture.
Well,
that's why we have photographers that we recommend on staff,
yeah.
You know, different price points. and we give our clients the opportunity. But I always will say you have to be your best self, because at the end of the day, the picture will always market you. Yep. So you made this investment to be part of this service. You might as well do it 100% correct.
Present yourself in your best way.
Okay. Be your best
Very
self.
Important.
How do you manage the expectations of people who are very, very happy and those who are not?
Well, the happy ones are easy and fun.
That's true.
You don't handle them. You just smile and say,
yeah, we enjoy them.
What else do we do? We do it all.
Yeah, that's a nice thing.
So, well, how do you handle when it's not happy?
We actually speak with them and we find out why they're unhappy and what they can be doing better so that they can become happy.
Yeah, and that's part of the sort of the whole full circle lifestyle aspect of Platinum Pois is, you know, if it's somebody who's uncomfortable with their weight or their look or their something, you know, Rory helps with styling. You help with, you know, weight loss, weight management, self-esteem, et cetera. So it's really a full service thing.
It's healthy inside, healthy outside. That's why Platinum Pois is what it is.
Yeah. So and also as far as, you know, dating, like we were saying, a lot of women particularly don't know how to flirt. Teach them how to flirt. Teach them how to be softer, more approachable,
more feminine.
Right. And then for those who are listening, flirting is part of the laws of attraction. Mm-hmm. It's not groping.
It's like being
a peacock, you know, kind of showing your feathers in a mm-hmm. graceful way and letting the other person get an interest because you have a personality.
Yeah, it's an elegant way of flirting.
I like
not
that elegant.
But it also
That's
keeps it keeps a man like, you know, you're letting him guess a little bit. You're being sweet, you're being kind, but at the same time, you're being a little bit sassy, a little bit cheeky, and mm-hmm. I think that's sexy.
Yeah, it keeps that sort of spark going.
You know, and then the other thing is that most dating services have a very limited number of dates in a limited time. What's different about yours?
Well, we don't have that. Until you are successfully matched, we keep on going.
And there's no limit to introductions. It's whoever could be a good match for you, then we let it happen. And you could be on, 10 dates in a week or, you know.
And you know why that's smart? Because no matter how attractive, intelligent, and funny you are, it may take time to find that Mr. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And people with patience end up getting what they want.
Well, patience is power.
Because right? Back in our parents' generation, they just simply grabbed the first person out of anxiety that they wouldn't get married quickly and have children quickly, and they made that mistake, and that's why the divorce rate is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay. So give me a success story, guys.
We just did.
that was a really nice one.
Well, let's go back to the beginning because I don't think we all know what we're talking about, but the listeners don't. So about, I'd say, over a year ago, year and a half ago, we had a woman who came to us who I actually knew, and she was recommended to me as a client. She's a beautiful girl. You know, she has 3 children. She's divorced. Her situation was by far not the easiest. She happens to have had a child who's a special needs child. And she's, you know, low 40s. You know, doesn't want someone in their 60s. The same story over and over again. And we actually matched her up with someone who's 48 years old. He himself was never married and no children. And they went out on their first date and they've been dating ever since. And hopefully we're going to be attending a wedding. Ladies and gentlemen, 2016.
There's an engagement on
we
the
like
calendar.
That. Yeah. Okay.
So we are very excited.
Nothing's
about
better than a wedding that actually turns that people are happy at.
We're going to heaven.
Absolutely.
I actually remember walking down the aisle when my brother got married. I was the best man, and he turned to me as we're walking and says, "There's always divorce."
Oh, God.
And of course, it ended in divorce.
Oh, you know?
So you really need to be excited.
Yeah.
Now, some people say that Platinum Pois is a bit snobby and elitist. What would your response to that?
Yes.
Yes. Why?
Well, you know, it's we're dealing with these are Match.com people, Tinder. My God, no, these are quality people of a certain caliber who aren't able to find an equal caliber because they're working so hard, because they're busy, because they just don't have that time to put into it. And it's a full-time job trying to find an appropriate partner. And they've already got a full-time job, and it needs to be somebody that's equally matched. And
we also, now, why snobby? Let me explain to you why. First of all, we have the right to choose our clientele. We do turn away more people than we take, not for any reason, but we want to be able to be successful. We need to believe in the subject. Yeah. We have to believe these people are dateable.
We have to have chemistry with them because we want to have that relationship where we're invested and believe in them and believe that they're a fantastic client, and you know, we can match them, and they have to have something.
So here's why I would disagree with snobby, because the bottom line, if you have a particular heart disease, you're not going to your general practitioner, your internist. You're trying to find a specialist who really knows what they're doing. So why snobby as opposed to we have a specialty? We only deal with a special class of people.
Well, we're being a little bit
we're being cheeky.
We're being right, of course. Cheeky.
Okay.
Exactly.
But
people do is they that do what, think that it can be snobby, but once they meet us and once they see what we're all about, they just want to like hang out with us and have a great time.
Because I think it's okay, and not only okay, I think it's nice to know that when you go to a certain place, meaning if you're going to a certain store that you know is high end, and both you look like you go to those stores, Rory, you go to a lot of high end places. Let's say you expect a certain quality of material.
Correct, a certain quality of service.
Okay. So so why isn't it? Why doesn't it make sense that people go to Platinum Pois knowing that they could expect a certain quality of material?
Precisely, and that's why we pick very carefully and choose our clients. Okay. It's there's a lot of factors that are involved. You know, it's they have to have their life together, their morals straight. They have to have some level of success.
And they have to have realistic expectations.
Realistic expectations,
you know,
is huge.
You had asked questions.
No, wait, Rory, talk more about that. What does it mean, realistic expectations? And what should those expectations be on the man's side and on the woman's side?
Okay, so I'm going to take the man's side for a second, which I do.
Yeah.
So I would say, first of all, that expectations would be if you are of a certain age, if you are a man in your 60s, you do not belong with a woman who's in her 20s or 30s. It's just, it's just inappropriate. And we are definitely not here to do that. This is not what Platinum Pois is about.
No arm candy, no gold diggers. No.
Right. We just want to be able to make sure that we're differentiated, you know, between us and any other service, sugardaddy.com. That's not who we are. That's not what we do. We're all about putting equals together, both men and women who have something to bring to the table. That's, you know, that's what we pride ourselves on.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
What are female expectations? What should she have? What should she expect? And where should she not be unrealistic?
I think what happens, we found in for women is what's most important to them is security. You know, having somebody who's protecting her in a healthy and equal way, whether it be financially and just emotionally, it's a feeling of security. I think that the women tend to be a bit more realistic in their expectations, and they're a little bit more easy and flexible that way. Yes, people get hung up on looks, but women don't do that as much as the men, and I think that's where men have a lot of unrealistic expectations.
And Suzanne, when you say equal, you don't mean equal in the sense that the man and the woman should have the same sort of the same bank account, but rather that they should equally put in what they have in terms of nurturing and loving and so on and so forth.
Emotionally, stand beside each other,
empower each other,
no one's behind each other.
So
exactly.
Equally empowering each other.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. And what's the tagline of the company?
Matching families and creating dynasties.
Oh, I like that. That was really good. Really, really good. So how do people get in touch with you?
On our website, www.platinumpoire.com, and that's platinum, P-O-I-R-E, poire.com.
You should spell poire for the people like me who spell everything phonetically.
Oh, sorry. P as in, so it's platinum. P as in Peter. L A T as in Tom. I N as in Nancy. U M as in Mary. And then poire. P as in Peter. OIRE.com. Okay. It's French for pear.
Ah, very interesting. You know,
creating platinum tongue, pears.
Tongue in cheek.
That's right.
If you had to say one, if you had to say one thing, how that platinum poire changes a person's life and why their chances are so much better going through you guys, what would it be?
I could tell you that we will never, ever waste a person's time. Mm-hmm. On paper, it will always make sense while you're on this date. Whether you have chemistry, that's something we leave to you.
Yeah, we don't send people on dates for the sake of a date. It's only going to be a match. It's going to make sense for them. It's going to be worth everyone's effort. Chemistry, yeah, that we can't account for. But it's always going to make sense. There's no date for the sake of a date just to check it off and fill up time. No, that's a waste of everyone's time.
Well, I will definitely say that you guys are platinum poire. You are a perfect pair, as well as for those who can't see you, you have all the traits that you say that your company is looking for. Okay. But you're both married, happily married, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. You know, the husbands called me and said, make sure you ask that question. Thank you for the show. What you're doing is a mitzvah. And for those of you who are not Jewish, what they're doing is a mitzvah. Look it up.
Good deed.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you for having us.
I want to once again thank Rory and Suzanne for making this show with us. I am Dr. Errol Gluck. Remember, to every problem, there is a solution. Please check out our other episodes. You're going to want to because they're amazing. GluckRadio.com. We're on YouTube. You could find out by searching for Errol Gluck. Visit my website, GluckSolutions.org, to learn how clinical hypnosis and executive life coach could change your life. If you are single, if you are a quality person, both in your morality and in your ambition, then you go ahead and contact Rory and Suzanne. Follow up, because you know what? It's sometimes you meet that once-in-a-lifetime person and your odds are much better going this way. I am Dr. Errol Gluck. Thank you for listening. Till next time.